Joining me in the studio is Mexico resident Haley Mittag. A lot of people know Haley from over at Cornerstone Family Medicine Clinic. She's a nurse there. But Haley has started off with a new venture recently. Haley, good morning to you. Glad to have you in here this morning.
Good morning, Matt.
Tell us a little bit about this new venture that, you know, you're offering, I believe, some health classes to folks, some fitness classes, if you will.
Yeah. So I've started offering a Friday morning fitness class, 5:15 a.m. to 6 a.m. at the Mittag Gym. So that is just at my house. We're starting there, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Very nice. Now, when did you start offering these classes, and kind of what got you motivated to offer these classes, if you will?
Yeah, so I just started offering these classes at the beginning of the year. I've always loved group fitness. My husband and I both have been in the fitness industry for 10 plus years. That's how we met. So I've always had that love there for health and fitness, and it's just grown. So
no doubt about it. So it is 2025. A lot of people making those New Year's resolutions. Yeah. I know at the top of the list for a lot of people has to be getting healthier. Now, how do you go about doing that? You know, some people don't know how to get started on that. Can you provide a few tips this morning?
Yeah, sure. So one of my main tips is start off with walking. I know that, you know, most people can do walking. So I just challenge people to start off by making a goal of, you know, 15 minutes a day. Or if they want to go for a step goal, you know, go for a step goal, you know, a certain step goal per day. Something else that I would give a tip on is really start looking at your diet. Look at what you're eating. I really love focusing on whole foods. That is a single ingredient food. So fruits, veggies, meat, anything like that. Really start focusing on that. But steps, so start activity of some sort. You can go lift weights, steps, anything like that, and then focus on diet.
Absolutely. So. Now, I know a lot of people like the sweets, and the sugar is probably one of the worst things for you.
Absolutely.
Those morning sodas sometimes get to you.
Yeah.
Do you quit cold turkey, or do you do a gradual cutting yourself off of those, or what do you recommend there?
That is completely up to you. I mean, how much willpower do you have there to, you know, if you do one, you know, every other day or however you want to wean yourself off? Or do you just need to quit cold turkey because it's just that hard for you? I leave it up to the person. But I would recommend just quitting because it's addicting.
So. Sure. I know that exercise, if you do it by yourself, sometimes that's difficult. Do you recommend maybe calling a friend, getting a walking partner to go along with you, along with you on these challenges? What do you say about that?
Accountability is where it's at. I mean, if you have that other person that is going to come alongside you and do the journey with you, it's always more fun with a friend. You have that person to say, hey, let's go do this today. And you guys can kind of pick each other up when you're having a rough day, you know, just there to push each other. I totally recommend, if this is something new for you, I would grab a partner and do it with them.
Absolutely. Now, some, you know, whenever you're expecting, by the way, make the announcement here this morning. Congratulations
on
that.
Thank you.
But what about women after they have the baby? They want to get rid of that baby weight.
Yeah.
You know, do you have classes for that? And what do you recommend there?
I am actually just finishing my pre and postnatal course. So I will be able to work with, you know, pregnant women. And I still work with pregnant women now, but it's more specialized. So I will be able to work with them postpartum as well. Like I said, I can still do that now. But, you know, you just have more tips when you go through certifications, right? So I recommend just slowly getting back into movement after baby. It's going to be so hard after baby to want to do those things for yourself, but taking care of you is one of the most important things that you can do so you can take care of your baby.
All right. So. Now, I think the most important thing is, how do people get a hold of you if they want to start taking some of these classes? Can you give out that info this morning?
Yeah, sure thing. So Facebook, a lot of people have reached out to me on Facebook. I'm on there. I'm on Instagram. You can reach out to me on there, and I mean, if they can't find me there, they can find me at Cornerstone. So. But yeah, those are the two main places they can reach out to me. And I also have an email, so we can put that online too.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to give that email out, go right ahead.
Sure. It's mittagfitness@gmail.com. So that is M as in Mary, I-T-T-A-G, fitness@gmail.com.
All right. Well, yeah. I want to say best of luck. I certainly appreciate you coming in this morning and giving us some tips on how to get healthy. Now, if I can cut out some of those donuts and that bacon, maybe I'll look a little bit better. I don't know. We'll work on that.
Cut out the sweets, Matt.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much.